This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You need to be a unique person. I want everyone tonight to promise that you're going to work on this uniqueness. I'm unique. I need to be an asset within my home, my family. I must help out. I must help. I must help my mother, my father. I must be respectful. Even if there is a problem, I must be a vehicle of solving the problem, not creating a bigger disaster. I must be able to do things that are special. That's what makes me a believer. Then I can call myself a mu'min. Our brothers and sisters are dying in Gaza. You know what's happening. It's unacceptable. It's a genocide. It's even worse. And here we are, not exemplary in our own families. It's more like we have our own little Gaza going on in our own homes. Big problem. People are crying from before the issue because we have issues at home. And who is it entailing? It's you causing the problem. You are the issue. You are the problem. If that's true, we can resolve. We can change. We have to. We must. Imagine getting married and 3 years later, we fought for each other for 8 years. 3 years later, we're swearing, shouting. You know why? This guy has no time for his wife. But every night and every other night, he wants to go and spend the night with his friends, coming back at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Have you forgotten the days you used to fight to get married, crying to Allah at the time of the Tahajjud? And now you're with your friends. Where? Well, we're only doing shisha. Be unique. There must be something unique about you. You're a believer. You're not an ordinary person walking on the street. You carry yourself in the most amazing way. When people look at you, they want to be like you. They respect you. They honor you. They love you. They feel so much of goodness within them that you are an asset to the society, the community. That's how it should be. I don't want to lead my life in a way that people look at me as a pain in community. I don't want to lead my life in a way that people look at me as a problem, as a liability. No, I'm an asset. I will come and help you because I'm supposed to be unique. I'm supposed to be a believer in Allah. I'm not going to hurt and harm my family members to begin with, be it my mom and dad. Whether or not they get on with my wife is a separate issue. I'm going to treat them both in a way they are supposed to be treated with utmost respect, and I will manage and navigate through whatever differences they are and ensure that none encroaches on the other. Subhanallah. Were you taught that? The answer is no. Or you're lopsided, siding with one at the expense of the other. May Allah Almighty protect us.